Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
There is a sliver of a moon and stars, the James River on the right side, and this line of people carrying torches.
Somebody's calling my name.
Those people are the group I'm joining. They've gathered just outside downtown Richmond for what proves to be an immersive experience. They're lined up and tied together, simulating the iron shackles that once chained enslaved Africans.
Unloaded right here from the bowels of the boat, this concealed cargo disembarked only at night to the crack of the whip, in the shadows, and shame. Spanning nearly 350 years, the transatlantic trade displaced more than 12 million Africans from their native lands to foreign soils. By the end of the 18th century, Virginia was wholly committed to the practice of slavery. Repeat after me. Today I know.
Today I grow.
Today I know.
Today I grow.
Today I know.
Today I grow.
Come on.
Let's go.
Move.
Come on.
Move.
Come on, boy. I said move. Time is money. Money is time. Come on.
Their heads are bowed low as they walk. Their faces as they pass are grim. It's hot. It's not comfortable.
Well, enslavement wasn't comfortable, not one day.
Janine Bell led the tour. She's the president of the Elegba Folklore Society, a nonprofit in Richmond that teaches the legacy of African culture in American society.
If we can reach people at a feeling place, which is our intention, even if they take it in their head, they process it in their spirit, in their core, in their center.
Is everybody here?
Yes.
Take a breath. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Back in downtown Richmond, it's nearing midnight, and the group has just finished their tour. Melissa Short is from Richmond, but had never walked the trail before.
I found it to be reflective that our narrator began to sing along the trail the African songs.
Take me to the water.
A lot of the songs that were sung, my parents sang. My mother would be 103. My father would have been 100 years old this year. And so having heard those old songs brought memory to me that was soothing, yet not as well, because the memories of what they experienced. I even have my mother's, it's a card that allowed her to vote because she paid her $5. I have her card. I know that she walked with Dr. King in the first march on Washington.
Take me to the water.
In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Take me to the water.